20 kids pour into a classroom after recess, bursting with energy. But when mental health therapist Emmanuel Jamelli rings a bell, they settle into a circle on the floor.
Let's bring awareness, which means our mind, right, and our thinking, inside our bodies.
The room grows so quiet, you can hear the clock tick.
The bell is always a reminder for our mind to come back here, because our mind is just a wanderer, a traveler, a puppy.
Today's lesson is about paying attention to thoughts. Jamelli holds up a series of pictures and asks the kids to write or draw the first thing that comes to mind. Unlike most school assignments, there aren't any right or wrong answers.
The first one reminded me of my mom, and I felt happy.
My first thought was about my caterpillar that I caught at the Grand Canyon.
Jamelli introduced mindfulness to Flagstaff Junior Academy 7 years ago. She says there's a misconception that it's about being calm and peaceful.
You know, I think you can be very angry and to be mindful about that, right? It's like, it's just bringing an awareness to your experience.
Jamelli says that awareness has power. It lets kids make choices about what thoughts and feelings they want to hang on to and what they want to let go.
It shifts things in such beautiful ways emotionally for kids. And they start feeling more in control, more loved. They start loving themselves in different ways.
The National Institute of Mental Health reports 50% of U.S. adolescents ages 13 to 18 have some kind of mental disorder, everything from anxiety and substance use to more severe conditions. Some studies show secular mindfulness programs can help with anxiety, depression, and stress, though more research is needed, especially focused on kids. School administrator Gina Lanzetta says she's noticed the benefits.
It's also changed language when I talk to a student, which is great. Instead of it possibly being in a punitive way, we really reflect on what's going on with our day and what we can do to reset and turn it around.
A recent review study found mindfulness programs work best when teachers are trained to continue the practice all year. Parents get involved too. Scott Cundy is excited about the program.
I'd never heard of anybody teaching mindfulness in school.
His daughter Sedona is a fourth grader at Flagstaff Junior Academy. She says she loves the lessons.
Just that you kind of just don't have to worry about anything or like think about like homework or like school activities. It's just kind of a time to do like kind of focus in on you.
She demonstrates a technique she learned in class.
So I'm holding right now a jar that's filled with water and a little bit of glue and also some glitter. And when you shake it, all the glitter gets shook up, which is kind of representing your brain. Like, it's all kind of like crazy.
Sedona takes a moment to watch the glitter settle to the bottom of the jar. And just like that, her thoughts settle too. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siviny in Flagstaff.